Yeah, I heard you there, Donald. We got you checked out. So, yeah, that's probably the easier way to go. But, yeah, like you say, and we got it. So it's a matter of, but it's probably what we should have thought about doing is we should have thought about just doing a simplex node, no duplexer, just one simplex channel, give you all the testing you need. Basically, it'd be just a high power, high profile node. But that would have been easy peasy. But full duplex is nice. Full duplex allows you to, you don't have to wait until the thing drops in order to key, which is, the beauty of it all. Anyhow, yeah, Tom, there's definitely a lot more space, but the regular spacing, as you know, on UHF, it's 5 meg. And the cavities on UHF are, 3 times, the frequency is like times 3, so it's like physically a third. There's kind of a direct correlation there. So cavities in UHF are about 3 times larger for a given, spec. And then you got to separate, there's only, 144 to 148 with, the maximum spacing, with the regular spacing there being 0.600, 600 kilohertz. So now you got, you got cavities that are 3 times the size, and they have to separate significantly tighter. So yeah, that's why cavities for VHF are generally, 2-3 foot tall and probably eight coffee can size, around.